You're listening to the Vari McKechnie podcast, and this is the 100 Day Journey series. Over the course of 100 days, I'm committing to showing up daily with an idea, a simple practice, a snippet of wisdom, all with the intention of helping us all develop our own personal practice in the art of living well. It's about taking time to pause, to prepare for and reflect on our days as we navigate what our next right step is. So thank you for joining me on this journey. Let's take today's step. This was a bitter pill to swallow. I had a day recently where the juggle of co-parenthood and business life had me ready to lock myself in the bathroom and not leave for a considerable time. Yes, it's true, I spend my days coaching clients on how to achieve this elusive work-life balance. But I'm also human and not immune to getting looped into negative self-talk at times. So I sat on my bed while my kids watched Netflix in the living room, and I pulled out my journal and started free-flowing on all the things that my boys were doing or not doing that were pissing me off. It was a long list, but here's a little flavor of what was on there. They're so impatient with each other. They never listen. They're forever changing their minds. They never give me a second. They're so disorganized. They've got zero attention span. They're wasteful with food. They forget to tell me things until the very last minute. They constantly interrupt me. Now, if you are a parent, then none of this is new, right? As a parent, you can probably relate to every single one of these frustrations. Here's why getting this down was so helpful. When we have a judgment or frustration with someone else, it's almost always a judgment or frustration that we have with ourselves. I know this intellectually, but in the height of the frustration, I sure as hell did not want to accept it. Nevertheless, I knew it was true. So I rewrote the list, replacing they with I. It went something like this. I'm so impatient. I never listen. I'm forever changing my mind. I never give myself a second. I'm so disorganized. I've got zero attention span. I'm wasteful. I forget to tell them things until the last minute. I'm constantly interrupting myself. This is what was really going on. Yes, some of the frustrations were warranted. I really do wish Noah would put his dirty socks in the laundry basket. That's not a projection of my own frustration. That is genuine. But 9 times out of 10, the things that we wish other people would do are the things we wish that we would do ourselves. I invite you to get curious. Who's pissing you off today? Write a list and then circle the ones that are true about you. That's all for today. If you would like to follow along on the 100 day journey via email, you can join over at varimckechnie.com/journey. Thank you as always for traveling alongside me. Do the small things, and I'll talk to you tomorrow. Sending love.